chapter number 1. Matthew chapter number 1. Let's read the Christmas story. Matthew chapter number 1. When you find your place, stand with us and we'll begin reading with verse number 18. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning, thanking you, Father, for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house again this morning. Thank you, Lord, for these people that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the need of the hour. We ask you, dear Father, that you would grant it this morning. Have your way with us now in the service. Lord, we ask you again that you would give us the words that we need to say. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us and what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. We humbly pray. Amen. And amen. What a good day for somebody to be saved. Wouldn't it, the day of Christmas, if not here, somewhere, that somebody get born again on Christmas Day. What a blessing that would be. In custom days, in the Jewish customs, the father particularly always named the son. And so we know here this morning that Joseph doesn't name Jesus, the father names Jesus. Now, that's particular in the text. You remember Simeon wasn't able to name John, but he wrote his name down on the paper. And so we know this morning that the Father names the Son. So we know this morning that Jesus wasn't an ordinary person. He was God's own Son. Amen. Birth through a virgin birth. I realize today that the world, that there are a lot of folks do not believe in the virgin birth. That doesn't make any difference. He still came, whether you believe it or not, through a virgin birth. When you get to heaven, God's not going to ask you if you believed in a virgin birth. He's going to ask you, do you believe in the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, the only way that anyone can get to heaven. There are a lot of questions about this birth. There's a lot of questions about who Jesus really is. The Bible said it was prophesied in the Old Testament that that they would call his name Emmanuel, God with us. That's amazing, because the Bible said the Lord was the one that revealed that to Isaiah the prophet, the same one who was born here in Bethlehem. Amen. The Lord told of his birth in Isaiah to the book of Matthew. Isn't that amazing? Only God could do that. Somebody said Jesus came into the world and that was the only time that he existed. That's not true. He's always existed. He's always been and always will be. Amen. The Bible said, thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. I'm glad this morning that God came down to earth. Amen. To be with us and to dwell among us. And how we're grateful. Who then is Jesus? The Bible calls him Christ, the anointed one, the anointed of God, the one that God specifically had chosen before the foundations of the world to implement the plan of God that he would send his only son into the world to die for our sins at Calvary, that we through Christ's death could have the forgiveness of sins. I tell you this morning, a glory to God. Amen. The anointed that he was willing to come and to do the will of the Father. The Bible teaches us he didn't come into the world to become the Son of God. He was already the Son of God. The only begotten Son of God, according to the Word of God. The Bible tells us then how they called him Christ, the anointed of God, particularly for a purpose, birthed into this world, to be the Savior of the world. The Bible said that he would save his people from their sins. Let me flip over here to the book of Hebrews and give you a description of who this Jesus is. How many questions are asked during Christmas time. Who is Jesus? Who is this child? What is the to-do around this time of year every year? Many folks today do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They do not believe in God himself. And a lot of folks today look at Christmas as being commercialized, where they buy somebody presents or where they get presents. It's not about the birth of Jesus to them. But to the saints of God, we celebrate the birth of Jesus. But who is this Jesus that we celebrate today? Well, in the book of Hebrews in chapter number 1, let me describe him to you. The Bible tells us, first of all, in chapter number 2, he is the heir of all things. Amen. He is the heir of all things. Now, it was appointed unto him to be the heir of all things. The Bible tells us that the Son then inherits all. Amen. According to the Word of God, the Bible tells us that Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. And all the things that you see here that he has created, he has inherited it all. The Bible said that whom he hath appointed heir of all things. Now, I want to say this morning that all things was made by him and all things were made for him. Amen. He is the heir. Amen. And we that have been saved by the grace of God, we are joint heirs to all that God has. Amen. And those that have been saved by the grace of God. And so we know this morning that he is God and he inherits all things. But the Bible said, in whom, by whom also he made the worlds. Amen. And all things that were made by him and for him. He was the one that made the worlds that you see today and all the universe that you see today. The Bible tells us without him, there was not anything made that was made. I'm glad this morning, amen, that he is creator, amen, of all things. All the worlds that are framed were framed by the Son of God. Somebody said, where was Jesus in the beginning? The Bible said, let us make man. Amen. And so the Bible tells us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we know that he spoke the word of God and spoke the worlds into existence. The very word of God. The Bible said in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Amen. And all things that were created by him. And there was nothing created, amen, without him. And so we know that everything that we see, the Bible said that he made the worlds. My friend, listen, we're discovering now that there are planets that a man has never known about. Amen. But he made them all. Thank God, what a Savior. When you think about all things were made by him, the Logos, the Word of God, incarnate, came into the world and the expressed image of God. But then he comes down and he said, who being the brightness of his glory? He's the radiant of the glory of God. I tell you, when you see the Son, you've seen the Father. Amen. The Bible tells us how the brightness of his glory. I tell you, there's nothing thrilled me anymore than when my sons were born. You know what I looked at first of all when my boys were born? I looked at them to see if they looked like me. Yeah.
Amen. I wanted my sons to look like their father. Amen. Now, they don't look exactly like me, but there are some things about them, their noses, their eyes, their mouths, their structure, their face, their size of their bodies, to watch them walk. I watch them walk, and I sit back and I look at myself as I watch them as they talk and as they behave. But Jesus Christ was the brightness and the expressed image of his Father, just like him. Oh, the brightness of his glory. I can see the Father say, "That's my son." Amen. The brightness of his glory. When you think about it, when he came into the world, his glory radiated throughout the world. Heaven and earth rejoiced at the birth of our Savior, when the shepherds were out on the hillside and the angels came and began to say, "Glory to God." Amen. Jesus had been born into the world, the very brightness of the Father and the expressed image of his person. He is just like the Father. Amen. When you think about the Lord Jesus Christ being God, think about that for just a little bit. When you think about the expressed image of the Father, of his very person, we would have never known who God was had it not been for Jesus Christ coming into this world to reveal unto us the very person of God. Somebody said, "Oh, I'd love to know God." Well, you can, amen, because God in flesh came in the world and he dwelt among us. John said, "We saw him, we have handled him," the word of life, of the very person of God. It was said of him that no man had spake like this man. I tell you, he spoke and everyone listened. Amen. Of the very person of God. The Bible tells us that Jesus performed miracles while he was here. And Nicodemus said, "No man could do these things except he be from God." The very person of God. The love of God expressed in Christ Jesus, the Son of God. He is love. I tell you, he loved the adulterous woman. He loved those who had sinned and the sinner. And he went home and ate with sinners. Amen. He was the very person of God. The Bible tells us, yet he healed those that are sick and blind, and opened up the eyes of the blind, and caused the dumb to speak, and the deaf to hear, and the crippled to walk, and raised the dead. Oh, the very person of God. I want to tell you, no man has done these from the beginning of time except God himself, and the Lord Jesus, the very express of God's person, came into the world. Oh, who is this Jesus? Amen. And the Bible said, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Amen. When he had by himself purged our sins, he's the sustainer of everything. Did you know the Bible said, upholding all things by the word of his power? Did you know all he has to do is quit sustaining and the stars would fall, the sun would cease to shine, the moon would stop shining, and everything would cave in. But he's the sustainer, the upholder of all creation. Amen. Do you know who tells the ocean how far to come? You know who tells the sun to shine in the daytime and the moon to shine at night? The Bible said he created the lesser of the stars to shine at night, the twinkling. He said he made them and he called them by their name. Yeah. Amen. He sustains them. One day after a while, he'll shut it down. Yeah. Amen. It'll all cease to exist as we know it. When the sustainer stops to sustain, I'm going to tell you, he's the one that gives life and takes life. We're alive today because he gave us life and he sustains life. All he has to do is withdraw your breath and you'll hit the ground. I'm telling you, he's life and life everlasting. Oh, he's a sustainer. Oh, and the Bible said, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins. Amen. He didn't need your help. He didn't need my help. They were great men come and gone. But God didn't need our help. We need him. Amen. by himself he purged us from our sin. The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary, died, shed his blood for the remission of our sins by himself. The blood of bulls and goats and rams and lambs and turtle doves could never take away our sin. Amen. They would come once a year and bring all those animals time and time and time again. But once and for all, Jesus came, hallelujah, by himself and purged our sin by his blood, dropped at Calvary. Oh, bless his holy name. Who is this Jesus? Oh, he's the Savior of the world. But then he goes further than that. As if you didn't already know him up to this point, the Bible said, and he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high.
Amen.
He's our coming King.
Yes, he is.
Amen. This little baby that we're celebrating his birth, one day after a while, he's a coming back.
Yes,
King of kings and Lord of lords.
Right.
He'll not come again to die for our sins, but he'll come again as King. Every eye shall behold him.
Yeah.
Amen. Every tongue, every knee bow, every tongue confess that he is the Son of God to the glory of the Father. Many nations have come. Many kingdoms has failed. Many kings have been raised. Many kingdoms have been diminished. But his kingdom, the Bible said, shall have no end. Amen. I tell you, the kingdom of God never stops, never quit, never be put down. But the Lord Jesus, the kingdom of the King of kings, shall reign forever and forever and forever. And his kingdom, there shall be no end. Woo! Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm glad I'm pressed into the kingdom of God. Amen. When I think about who he is, my heart doth rejoice in the fact that I know him.
Amen.
I'll probably never get to shake the hands of the presidents of the United States of America. I'll never get to visit in other nations and meet their kings or their emperors. Never will know them. Never will. But as a 16-year-old boy at an old-fashioned altar, I met the King of Glory.
Amen.
Amen. I met the heir of all things.
Yeah.
Amen. I met him who made the whole worlds.
Yeah.
I met the very brightness of God and his glory. I saw the very expressed image of his person.
Yeah.
I felt the upholding of the things by the word of his power. I have been purged from my sin. And I'm waiting on his coming back again.
Amen.
He'll never have to die again and never have to come to this sin-cursed world to be mocked and to be spit upon and to be carried out in the field and to Mount Calvary to die. But he'll come as my coming King. And he's coming after me. He's coming after you. One day to dwell with him forever and forever. Who is this Jesus? Being made so much better than the angels.
Sure, that's right.
As he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
Amen.
Thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Amen.
I was getting the names of the children, the Feed My Lambs ministry. And one of those names I run across was spelled Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. I run across that and I stopped. And I looked at that and Miss D said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I just want to look at this a minute." I said, "Here's one named Jesus." She said, "Now, William," I said, "that's not pronounced Jesus." I said, "I know. It's Jesus. I know." I said, "But can I just look at that name?" Oh, the Bible said, "What manner of love hath it bestowed upon us that we could be called the sons of God?" Imagine that. Imagine that. No other name given in heaven, nor on earth, nor beneath the earth, whereby men must be saved, save in the name of Jesus. Well, who is Jesus to you? Is he a figment of your imagination? Is he just someone in a distant land Maybe somebody you just heard about. He's much more than that.
Amen.
He's near to them that are led. He's a Savior to the whole world. The Bible said, "For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son."
Yeah.
And he said, "And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him."
Amen.
Oh, who is it, you?
Yeah.
Who is it, you?
Yeah.
In this world that we live in, he's been laughed at.
Yeah.
He's been forgotten.
Amen.
He's been left alone. He's been walked by. But I tell you, to us that believe, he's the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
He's my Savior this morning.
Amen.
He's yours. Do you know him as King? Do you know him as Savior? Is he your Lord this morning? All this time of year as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, he's our all in all, and ought to be. He's God's only Son. All this in this morning, are you saved? Do you know him, who he really is? He's not that little baby in that manger. He's not. He's sat down at the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for all those that will come, that will believe unto him. And he come to save those that are lost. This morning, you can be saved. All you have to do is come and trust in the Lord Jesus. The Bible said repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can put your faith in Christ, repent towards God, believe, and I'm telling you, the work will get done.
Amen.
In your heart. You'll never be the same.
Amen.
He'll completely change your life this morning if you'll kneel.